can see where we belong. I was shaken like a leaf, all wrapped up in my dirty sheets. If I agree to what comes next, I will be faking with the best of them. It seems a crime I would commit without the difference of all the world's gifts. Sweet, 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 could you taste it? Never, 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 never taste it. Do, 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 do. All the time, I'd scream in the dead of night. All those faces come back to me. I'll be begging to swim the sea. Yeah, me, a picture story. Make you cry in all your glory. I need to quench the thirst of many to justify and make ready. Oh, sweet, 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 don't you taste it? Taste it.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and pictures on my wall from Crocodiles, 1,000 points of light. That was Echo and the Bunnymen, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Before that, NXS with Taste It from Welcome to Wherever You Are. I remember the thing about that record, when it came out, I remember the physical presence of it. It was like a, what was it? You know, like when CDs first came out, they're in these things called long boxes for whatever reason. I guess they'd... The product needed to be a certain size. I guess these stores were afraid people would just like steal them if they weren't a certain size. So these long cardboard boxes, half of which were empty, it was incredibly wasteful, and the other half would be the actual CD, which you'd have to sort of just like slide out of the sleeve or out of the cardboard long box. And then certain artists, NXS being one of them, decided to put out CDs that were basically... folded out so that there was the size of a long box, but that there wasn't any waste, so that when you opened it, you could fold it up so that it was the size of a CD without wasting the extra packaging. And that's what I remember about one of the first, about Welcome to Wherever You Are being one of the first records to do that in terms of its packaging. Before that, Tears for Fears, Change from The Hurting, another one from The Hurting, great record, Simple Minds, See the Lights from Real Life. 1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford, and this is the kind of like a selective mid-80s best of, but some of the stuff is not mid-80s, right? Like X came out in 1990, whatever. You know, sometimes I'm a slave to my own themes, you know? I'm the first to admit that. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, we have got this great track from Simple Minds, another one from Glittering Prize. This is All the Things She Said, 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Love will is me, one is you.
All right, Echo and the Bunnymen, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Show of Strength from Heaven Up Here. And, you know, frequent listeners of the show, but if you're, like, cataloging my shows with incredible level of detail, you might remember that about 5 years ago I had a show devoted to Crocodiles and Heaven Up Here, where all I did was play tracks from both of those records, which I bought because they were deeply discounted from a record store. It may have been like 10 years ago. If you are that person, then you might remember that show, and you would be maybe thinking about that right now. Before that, The One Thing from Shabu Shaba from NXS, Head Over Heels from Tears for Fears. That was actually a BBC session from the super deluxe version of Songs from the Big Chair, and it was Simple Minds, All the Things She Said from Once Upon a Time that started things off, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's a little traffic noise in the background. We like to make it clear that we're in the middle of Medford here. There's lots of traffic, lots of life. The window's open. You can pretend to be in Medford if you listen closely. Up next, got to play some of these big singles. I mean, you know, it's funny, looking on the Wikipedia page for the Simple Minds discography, they have a few records that were like multi-times platinum, 3 or 4 times platinum, including, that's not even including the big single, Don't You, from the Breakfast Club soundtrack, which was later released on other compilations. Like it came out after Once Upon a Time did their big record, and that was 3 times platinum. And then Don't You came out on the Breakfast Club soundtrack, so we're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
Adventure. Just in case.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that was Silver from Ocean Rain, Echo and the Bunnymen. Before that, NXS with This Time. It's an album track, not really a big single, but one of my favorites from Listen Like Thieves, Tears for Fears. Before that, Sowing the Seeds of Love from the Seeds of Love. And we started the set off with Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me from the Breakfast Club. You know, it's funny, when I hear that, I try not to picture the movie. I just don't want to let that soil my my views, my perception of the song. Who am I kidding? That's long since been done. Impossible. They're one and the same, intertwined. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me in the last 15 minutes of the show. This theme, very loose. I started it off just being a Tears for Fears and Simple Minds thing. I thought they were both active again. First record for Tears for Fears in a super long time. I thought this would be a time to sort of acknowledge both bands, Simple Minds touring this summer. But then I realized I didn't really want to do that. So I augmented that with NXS, and I thought Echo and the Bunnymen would fit in well in addition to them. So we have four bands we're focusing on. Huge in the 80s and 90s. More like 80s pop, though. Let's move on. Speaking of Simple Minds, this Once Upon a Time record was massive. It's like 3 or 4 mega singles. We're going to have another one here. We're going to play another one. This is going to be Sanctify Yourself, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and we're about done here. That was, of course, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Although it's funny, when I called it up on the Rivendell, it said, Everybody Wants Me to Rule the World. That is not the name of the song. Before that, Sanctify Yourself from Once Upon a Time. We're wrapping things up here with NXS. We're going to play Need You Tonight with Mediate. Only I would insist on playing Mediate after Need You Tonight. And this has been this weird mid-80s selective alternative greatest hits type thing. Thanks for joining me here in 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. I'll see you next week. I think. Oh, what's going on? So dramatic, and yet there's nothing. Instead, you're just going to listen to me breathe heavily. In and out, in and out. You know what? I'm smarter than the average bear, so I'm going to figure this out. And instead, you're just going to listen to me sing about how great NXS is, and how I heard Michael Hutchence kill himself in some kind of weird psychosexual thing. He was hanging out the back of the door in a hotel room in Melbourne when they found him. And here we go.
Come over here. All you got is this moment. 21st century's yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give.